Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 13. In this episode, we start things out with, not November. we get a little off topic as we usually do. We then rein it back. We talk about BlizzCon stuff, a lot of announcements and stuff we may or may not be looking forward to, as well as our thoughts currently on Modern Warfare, where we think that should head, or what our gripes and or likes about it are currently. So if any of that sounds interesting, stick around. And if it doesn't, stick around. So with that said, let's get into it. To start off this episode, this is episode 13, isn't it?
Ooh, that's bad luck. But yeah. And today's Friday. Yikes! Ooh.
Well, as the time we're recording.
But I'm Daniel's son, so it's okay.
Yeah, Rob, finally, a little late, but...
I have a party tonight.
He's dressed up.
I have a party tonight. I'm going as Daniel's son. I don't have the entire ensemble on. I ran to Goodwill before this. And I had to find red jeans. And let me tell you, dude, this isn't 1982 anymore, all right? It's hard to find red jeans. So I went to Kohl's, nothing there. So I was like, I'm going to have to go to Goodwill, not wash these things, and just wear them to the party right now. And the only pair I could find red jeans were the women's section. And let me tell you, so I don't know how, like, women measurements work, dude, but these are tight. They're like a,
probably just tighten them,
it's like a 3/26, it said on there. Which apparently is very tight. So it barely got around me, but they're the only red ones in there. And I got to look good.
Yeah, that was clear one time. I was like, men's sizing is so confusing. Like, what do you mean? Our shirts are like small, medium, large, extra large. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to do anything fancy there. And then waistline is just like your circumference. It's just a nut. Like
it's 30, 32.
Right? Yeah. Like you have your width and your length. And that like almost never changes. And like, from brand to brand, you know, if I go over here to JCPenney's and then I go over there to Kohl's or whatever, and they have Wrangler jeans, and these people have whatever other Levi's, whatever.
Brett Favre jeans.
If they're 30-30 and 30-30, they're pretty much going to wear the exact same. Mm-hmm. But then you go to girls, what would equivalent be of a 30-30 or 30-30? Like,
I don't know what
this
it is.
This is twice the size, and this is two.
Yeah, not about it.
Don't even get me started on bra sizes.
Yeah, so my nuts today are going to be absolutely crushed because I tried it on in the fitting room and it is a tight fit. Like my thighs are about to, like you can literally see like my thigh muscles, man. It's bad. Like if I make the wrong kind of bend tonight, you might hear.
Don't stand up.
Like I may rip these jeans tonight. And they were the only red ones and I have to go all out, dude. So my nuts are going to hate me because not only is it tonight, the party where I wear those jeans. No Nut November is also upon us, and I'm taking it very seriously. Blue, you dodged my challenge yesterday. Do you accept the No Nut? Do you accept
it? Not
even
a real. I don't. No one actually does that.
I'm doing it on Jungkook. I am doing it.
What is Jungkook?
He's a guy from BTS.
Don't worry about it. It's a meme. It's fine. No one actually does that. Participates in it. It's just a meme that people did on the social media because like, oh, it'd be funny if I didn't nut. No one does that.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I swear
You're
to God,
doing
I'm
it?
Doing it. Yeah.
You're
Why not?
It?
Why not? It's like
the only
Joe Rogan's like sober October.
No one else actually does.
Dude, Shark said he on Jungkook he's gonna do it too, and that means a lot to me right
now. I guarantee you, most people that you challenged will not make it past. Like
I challenged Sonic said, "All right, why not?" So I was like, "All right, Sonic's in, Shark's in."
I'm doing it. So much faith in the world right now, and
I'm doing it. I'll give you guys updates too if you want them.
You know what? I think we're good on the updates.
I'll give some write-ups.
Yeah,
we're 27.
Good.
I have found enlightenment.
It's been a long day. I think I floated today.
I mean,
let me be honest. I haven't missed 30 days since I discovered what nutting was in seventh grade. I haven't missed 30 days. Like, that's a fact.
You can't.
We're starting a podcast off like this.
Huh? I want to see if I can get there.
This is where we don't have any topics.
I want to see if I can get there. I was going to bring this up because you dodged me, but I'm going for it. I really, and I challenge you. Maybe if you're 2 days late because this comes out, go for it.
Or just
I can understand stuff like that as a purpose, like Movember, whatever how Perry pronounced that shit. Like
No Shave November?
It says like an awareness thing. But like straight up No November is just like a Twitter meme.
But it's a real thing, dude. You can discover something about yourself during that time.
You don't discover anything.
I have heard that, you know, you start going a little crazy and then like you're enlightened, man. You're in this enlightened state.
I may be a lot more angry.
I don't need to fap anymore. I am beyond these worldly pleasures.
By the time I come here, the fourth week, I'm just going to be like Zenyatta floating as I'm like talking to you guys.
Like, let me tell you, I have learned to navigate and control the space around me.
Remember when I said 3D Cole? Here it is.
Before we go any deeper into these topics, I did want to ask Fruit. It is TCG season for Pokemon.
It is.
Did you get any of the new cosmic whatever
Eclipse
boxes?
I haven't yet.
Where do you get new boxes?
I just ordered.
I really wanted
Amazon
to buy them, but then I realized I'm broke and I'm never going to be able to buy them.
Yeah, I realized I spend way too much money on cards. So I'm like,
how much is a box?
100.
And how many comes in that box? Like how many packs?
A lot of 32
packs, I think.
Oh, that's not a lot. I thought it'd be like kind of like more Hearthstone-y, like $50, $60.
I mean, the return
is like
rate is pretty solid on the $100 investment, though.
Well, and the difference too is, I mean, if you're paying for physical stuff, shipping, labeling, boxing. Honestly.
I wanted to buy it purely because the new Silver GX looks.
Do they actually have boxes like you can go to Walmart and buy them or no?
No. You can only get individual packs.
So those are like the wild packs. Like, I don't want those.
No. Plus, those are overpriced too per booster. So if you were to get 32 of those, it'd be like double the price at least.
You can't buy the whole box though from there, could you?
No.
Oh.
They don't do open packs like that anymore.
Oh, really?
Because throwback here.
Mm-hmm.
They used to sell them in just that little foil they're usually in, like out of the box.
Yeah.
And they would just sell those. But people would bring like drug scales or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, ounce scales. Yeah. And put the pack on it, and you could tell if there was something good in it or not because it would be like 0.01 gram difference or something. Or like 0.02.
Really?
If it was a holographic, because the card was like,
the different weights to foils versus non-foil cards.
Yeah. So people used to, you'd go in there and then be like, okay. And then you could just fish out all the good ones, leave all the jank stuff.
Take them.
Yeah. So instead now they come in like individual cardboard boxes and everything. Well, not like
and
boxes,
because
but like
they come in extra packaging, they cost more.
Yeah. So thanks, whoever started that.
Do we not?
Thanks, guys.
Do you guys like that the cards, like you can buy a specific card, like it shows you that card, like you will get that one? You know what I mean? Like it's like trying to induce you to buy it.
You
well,
mean
those are like promo boxes.
Yeah.
Because like some cards, like I think one I did buy, there it was like the Dragonite GX box. I did buy that because it was sick. But most of those promo boxes are there for cards that are like part of. Like
a movie or something?
There's just like a generally shortage of...
Well, and it's usually like a really stupid promo, like a holographic Meowth.
So the
kids
or some shit like that.
Oh, a Meowth, I want that one. But no one...
But nobody wants that, Jimmy.
Well, and the thing, too, they do with those packs is they'll give you like one recent set and then two old rotated nobody wants sets.
Yep.
Like throwbacks. Yeah, probably like extra stock they have and they throw them in there. That's why I hate those, because then you just get these. You're like, what?
Never
buy
those.
You're really mostly paying for the promo cards
that they like is showing you on the box.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty much.
They're never. Really
and then some. Those usually come with like oversized cards, and those are really cool to collect.
The oversized ones.
Oh, yeah, they're like so sick. Jumbo.
Oh, do you have any jumbo cards?
somewhere. I mean, they bend in like a second, and I don't do anything. They really do though, because the holographic cards already will bend. But yeah, they're so big, laid out in like in an hour to be. Like,
well, it's like it's a fun little thing to put on like walls and stuff for me.
You could use it like that,
dude. Okay, wait. Can I tell you how expensive like postering something is? I went to Hobby Lobby the other day, dude. This is nuts. So I took the Dream Team like thing we had there to get framed. I had, and then I got like two of My Hero, framed. And they're not bigger than, they're just like a normal poster size, dude. So I get like a nice frame, and then my dad's like, "You got to get it matted." I'm like, "What is that?" He's like, "You got to get it matted, Robert." I was like, okay, fine.
You're not just going to come in here and not match. Yeah. Not my son.
I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
It like adds like a little, I think it adds like a little cardboard thing.
Yeah, it adds like
and
a
and then it adds a little border around
it. Yeah, it adds like a border. I don't get it, but whatever. Like, he's like, you got to do it. So I was like, all right, fine.
It's like, it's just like a presentation thing.
Yeah, so, and then, so I get that. And then, of course, I get the museum class. Give me the museum. Because, like, the other ones are, like, glaring off, and I was like, it made it, like, look cloudy. And I was like, well, I got to get museum glass. Because they only give you three choices. And so one poster's, like, not bigger than, like, maybe a foot and a half. So, like, one's, like, about a foot and a half by, like, a foot and a half. And the other ones are, like, poster.
well said.
Those dimensions. A poster. A normal-size poster. So I'm like checking out. I'm like, oh, these look so good. I was like, all right, like, what's the damage here?
Got you.
And she's like $600. Oh, I was, God. I freaked out. I was like, sick. I was like, what is that? I was like, for three of those? And she's like, yeah. And I was like,
is that museum glass?
Yeah. I was like, what was the most expensive part of that? And she goes, the frame. I go, what is this frame made out of? Like dinosaur bones? I was like, I don't. It's just a normal black frame. Like, I got a normal black frame because I thought it would be cheap. And she's like, yeah, normally those frames are like what cost the most. I literally was in shock about how. And then, like, I was too far in the process of just being like, it's all right. Because, like, they had already taken two in the back. And they hadn't, like, told me the total. So I was, like, thinking, like, it'd be, like, $150 or, like, $200 or something, like, manageable. Because I want my, like, room to look nice. And so, and she goes $600, and then it was too late to back out. Because I don't want to be like, actually, like, you think you can bring this?
Why didn't you just, for all the ones I get, I just go on Amazon, buy a poster frame.
Because my dad's
like $30, go pop it in, you're good to go.
My dad swore by Hobby Lobby, and like, we were just running errands. And then
Hobby Lobby has to mark it up 500% because no one goes to Hobby Lobby.
It was unbelievable. And then she was like, yeah, if you went to Michael's, it would have been like $800. And I was like, are you kidding me?
We hate Michael's.
You guys are skamazing people, man. Like, get out of here. But I still bought it. And I pick it up the 11th. I'm really excited about it.
I mean, it's the same thing as restaurants. The way most restaurants make the most profit margin from soda.
Really? Because
they mark it up. So yeah, soda's like dirt cheap. And then they're like, here's a large for $5.
Yeah, they do.
That's like their biggest margin. That would cost them maybe like 20 cents or something.
That syrup to like put in the machine and like decarbonate it.
Yeah. So that's probably why they get you, dude.
Probably why they get those nice vending machines, the ones that like you can like press and stuff.
No,
like that.
I hate those.
You don't like those?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
They don't taste the same.
They don't taste the same. Because
it mixes
worse.
Right there. Yeah, it does not taste as good.
So you think like Sprite Rez is coming down and like your Dr.
Just
Pepper?
Give me the regular. At first, I was like, freestyle, this is amazing. I can add vanilla. I can add cherry. But then I was like, yeah, I can add vanilla, but it tastes like garbage.
Yeah. It doesn't taste like a McDonald's like Coke. Or
Chick-fil-A.
Like Oh, you think Chick-fil-A has the
best soda?
Oh, really? I get a lemonade when I go to Chick-fil-A, so I never get their soda. I always just get their lemonade. And that's so good.
Blue, if you could only go to one place to get a soda, where would you go?
Dude, that's so hard. Honestly, McDonald's. Probably McDonald's, man. Yeah,
really?
McDonald's is always so consistent in like their syrup to soda ratio.
They put a lot of syrup in there.
There's someone back there in a monocle crunching numbers.
They have like, it's not too much, and it's just enough carbonation. I go to other places, right? Dr. Pepper is one of the, I'm really specific about Dr. Pepper, right? Because if they don't syrup it correctly, it tastes like root beer. That's disgusting. Ooh. It's the worst.
And we don't like that.
But if you get it just right, that's like that little cherry tang Dr. Pepper to it. And McDonald's always gets it right for me.
Nothing is
also
worse
tropical
than
tropical Sprite. Like literally makes me feel like I'm.
Is that
like
from the Taco Bell tropical Sprite or
no, that's
Baja from McDonald's.
Blast.
Oh no, Baja. Oh,
tropical
I know
Sprite's
Baja
from
Blast.
McDonald's.
Oh, it is. I need to try that.
Here's the thing,
dude. That shit's ascendant.
soda is probably tainted for me from McDonald's because I just, then I just associate it with the food from McDonald's.
Oh, really?
And maybe that taints it.
And you hate McDonald's.
Yeah.
When's the last time you ate McDonald's?
Couldn't tell you.
Wow.
Couldn't tell you.
I ate about a week ago.
And the difference, too, is I like a little bit more ice, and Chick-fil-A gives you more ice.
You can ask for that at any place.
But I don't, okay? I don't want to be a bother.
The guy who literally asked to like for someone to give them like a double wrapped tortilla from Qdoba
and give it to
you in the back, but also like do it under the table. The guy who will ask for that won't ask for more ice in their drink.
Because here's the thing.
You like more ice in your drink?
Yeah.
Light ice, bro.
No, because
light
then...
Light ice, Rob. Thank you.
It stays colder longer, and you're less likely to get the water to dissolve and then muddy out the soda.
I'm triggered, dude. It comes out the machine cold. The ice does nothing.
It comes out the machine cold.
You don't need ice.
The reason why you get less ice is because every single fast food place, the soda already comes out cold.
Thank you. It's already cold. So you don't need ice.
I don't down my soda in like 2 minutes, though.
What do you mean?
Because then otherwise...
But then it gets all watered down if you're like... I eat it in my meal, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
You like to sip on it. By the time I'm done with my food, fries, everything, the drink is also gone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have to have it all like done around a similar time.
Me too. By the time I finish my last bite of my fries, I take my last drink to like wash it all down and say you just ate poop.
It's like a slight. It's all meant to go together. It's like a 3-course meal, and you have to use it together.
That's like when he'll eat his burger and then he'll eat his fries. It triggers me.
If I go Chick-fil-A,
oh my god,
I'll get spicy chicken sandwich fries.
Okay,
and
I have the same problem fruit does in that though.
Yeah, so I'll eat my spicy chicken sandwich first, not touch anything. I'll eat my fries, not touch anything. Then my Coke. Plus, it was really salty.
So then it's like a nice.
See, that's weird. You gotta just. See, I take bite, fry, drink.
Okay, at least mine's not raw. At least mine's not as bad as fruits because I'll eat all my fries and then eat the main course. But I'll be drinking my soda the whole time through that, though.
See, that's cool. But like to do it individually like that is so wild to me. I'm a fiend. Like that, like the fries and the burger stand, no chance.
Wait, fruit. So you legit don't drink your soda until after everything's been consumed?
I might take like a few sips, but I normally don't touch it.
Chokes it down, man.
I enjoy everything bit by bit.
But they're meant to be enjoyed together.
Yeah, they're meant to be together.
It's not like eating a peanut butter and jelly. You just eat the peanut butter half first and then eat the jelly side. You put them together.
Real talk though. You want to change your peanut butter jelly life?
Well, yeah. Crunchy peanut butter.
Here he goes. He's gonna go on this whole rant about this.
Yeah, it's really easy. In the bowl, just put your peanut butter and your jelly.
Mix it
until it's this like creamy consistency.
Oh.
And then put it over.
Oh. I use crunchy.
I don't agree with that.
It's really not.
I don't agree with that because you lose a lot of the texture of the peanut butter being separate from the jelly.
I mean, if the texture is what you're going for.
That's almost like saying, like, when you're having cookies and milk, put the cookies in the milk and then just, like, mix it and then just eat it like that.
No.
Like,
you need to have them different.
Because you might lose cookies and cream ice cream. That's not even remotely the same.
Yeah, it is. Because cookies and milk go together as peanut butter and jelly does. But they just
I would agree.
Be...
Well, like Oreos and milk, I would say.
But they're together in the sandwich. You put that cookie in the milk, it's going to get soggy.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's why it tastes good.
No, you're going to bring it out, it's going to crumble, and then suddenly you just got cookie crumbles in your milk.
Well, you have to have like,
that perfect timing.
You take it out right when it still has the firm, but it's also a little soggy. You get just enough milk in it.
I don't even know who you guys are.
You know what the worst part about eating cookies and milk is, and I hate it? And like it stops me from eating cookies and milk most of the time. I hate when I'm dipping in it and my tips of my fingers get in the milk and then it's cold. My tips of my fingers are cold and I hate that.
Get your finger
so like out. When I'm eating cookies and milk, dude, I'm seriously like trying.
How do you hold your cookie?
I'm showing you right now. I'm like it's trying
like,
to
just
like
hold the top.
Yeah, I'm like holding like you know, the, it's weird,
don't,
man.
You don't have to put the whole. Yeah. You don't have to dunk the whole thing.
No,
in.
You have to get the whole thing.
Well,
you
then you know what you're saying.
You don't want to do it because then you have half soggy cookie, half hard cookie. That's gross.
No, you go bit by bit. You just go dip like half, bite that half. Then you go.
I don't double dip. I don't double dip in my own food or anybody's food.
That's a weird chance for me. You do the whole thing.
Well, you want to know. Here. You'll like this.
All right, I'm listening.
You want to know how I eat a cookie?
Yeah.
I eat it in a circle. And I have to start from the outside and I go in.
You're going to make me throw up.
So you start the cookie and I eat. Like, I'll eat a bit of the edge, like, and then I have to go around. I look like a little squirrel. I go around until I've eaten all the crust, and then you repeat, and then it just gets a smaller circle, smaller circle, smaller circle, smaller. And then the last one, you go, oh.
What? I swear when you were a kid, like, you saw other people eating food and you're like, not me. That couldn't be me. Nope. And then you're just like, I'm eating around.
Why is everyone eating all this stuff so strange?
So funny. No, I take a bite of the middle. So you have like the classic cookie bite. That's what I do. Oh. I try and be cliche cookie bite.
No, to me, that's like when you, that would be like if you take two Kit Kats and you just bit halfway. See, I go, huh. Like, that's that the equivalent of that for me with that cookie.
You have just have
like,
those circles.
But what are you doing? Like, when I eat a Frosty or something, I have to, like, I get, like, a decent size scoop, but then I only get, like, the top of it.
You leave the resin there?
What?
Like the ice cream. So, like, you, like, only, so, like, there's a bottom part of the ice cream left in the spoon that's already been in your mouth that you did not digest.
So, let's say there's, like, 100%. Then, but I don't go all the way down. I just, like, shave off the top, so there's, like, 80% left.
Yeah, but that 80% 60, was just in your mouth 40. And is just gross. Like, ugh.
What? It's going right back into my mouth.
What is in your mouth if you're so scared of your mouth?
No, you take the whole thing. Just don't leave that little resin there, dude. That's like the last 5% of beer that is just so gross. No, gross.
You also don't know what I'm talking about because you've never done it before the right way. You're telling me
in this spoon, okay, this is full, right?
Uh-huh.
And then when you take a bite, that's the bottom part right here is full.
I take like 6 bites out of that one thing.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you leave like res ice cream in there and then go dip. Yeah, that I know people who do that.
I clean the spoon off.
Okay, cool. All right. You're a man of. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
I just take smaller bites and stuff when I want to enjoy it.
So I don't get what you mean then by you take like.
It's really hard to demonstrate.
Because
it's like a science and you have to like kind of like cup your mouth a certain way. But yeah, you just go and you just shave the top off.
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't bite down, you just kind of take the top off, so you get a little bit.
Do you eat anything normally? Like, do you eat your cereal
with
a hand?
Normally.
Oh, see, like, I know some fiends who will, like, eat the pizza with the crust first. Like,
that's illegal.
They'll, like, eat from the crust side, so they'll get a bite of crust and pizza.
This dude should go to
like,
jail.
Then why do they grab it?
I don't know. They grab, like, my Blake Jarvis does it.
Does he fold it?
He, like, kind of folds
it. I'm not a big fan of that.
Oh, I fold it. I saw that in a, like, I was in elementary school, and they were showing, like, different ways to eat pizza with kids. And, like, one kid, like, flips it like that and goes like that. And then one kid, like, folded it. And I was like,
what a game changer.
Oh, my God. Like, you can do that. And then I dip it in ranch.
That messes the ratio for
me. You're not a ranch and pizza guy, are you? I'm a ranch.
You should be a ranch and pizza guy.
Yeah.
You're not, Blue? Oh, no. I love ranch and pizza.
You know what?
Oh,
see, people hate
good.
Me because I'm a pizza and hot sauce guy.
Oh, no. That's so good.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Not
yeah, that's good.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
we're good. Chill, then. We are.
Yeah, that's
we
good.
Right,
like a Frank's hot sauce or something like that?
We are.
Oh, absolutely. I love the... I like Frank's hot sauce because it has like a lot of vinegar taste to it with the pizza.
But no ranch, guys? Really? No love for
I can't
ranch?
Do ranch, man.
I don't really do ranch with anything.
I don't think creaminess has anything to do with pizza.
Get it out of here. Although, unless I get a buffalo pizza.
Like a buffalo chicken pizza?
Buffalo chicken, yeah. And then sometimes they have like ranch drizzled on it.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
That's the only time I'll... Yeah. Oh.
Oh, one day we'll just go back one day. One day we'll go back.
Back to my stomach. Okay, well... That was a start. I was going
to
read
That's
a review.
That's unpopular opinions on food. And Rob, so basically don't go to Goodwill to buy jeans.
And so that's how I'm going to read a review that I was supposed to start the podcast off right after this ad break.
Okay, cool.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I
Stamps.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool. And I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying Fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try Fume.com/GG.
And we're back on the show where you never know what to expect.
Yep.
I have a review here. Welcome to GG Over Easy. Rated 5 stars. That's what we were supposed to start with.
I mean, we are 5 stars.
you're
not wrong.
We are 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yep, and Spotify, even though that's not a thing. I'd like to make it a thing.
But you can listen to it wherever you like to listen to podcasts. But anyway, we have a review here from Legend0331.
Ooh.
GG, no re. The ancient text foretold the coming of 3 brothers, bound not by blood, but by destiny. Get it?
The
coming
game?
Through the myriad of mundanity plaguing all of time and space, these 3 journeyed with a goal to bring peace, joy, and end Inui with a magical force known only as the content. Whispers of the brothers' work have been carried on the wind for centuries, and some say you can still see part of their work in the beautiful feathers of a bird, the bloom of a red rose, or in the smile of a loved one.
Oh.
Also, this podcast is pretty sick, but that's neither here nor there.
Wow. I feel like
thank you, Legend.
That very last part was what he actually wrote, and then you just kind of went on a crazy cool monologue.
Yeah,
I would read that book. And I don't read books.
That's the best review I've heard.
And I don't read books.
I don't read books. But I would listen to him.
What are you trying to shout out? Legend 0331, make an audiobook? Is that what you...
Yes, I want you to write that audiobook because I will listen to it.
Yeah, I like podcasts. Go figure.
I like this podcast.
Because I can multitask. Like, go to the gym, mm-hmm. listen to a podcast or something.
Yeah.
But...
See, when I'm at the gym... music and that's it because I can't really I want to not folk I can't I don't want like voices in my head or like I can't I tried to watch like a Demon Slayer episode one time during cardio and I nearly like passed out like
really?
I can't do it just music bangers that's it that's all I can really do I just got to be in my zone you know what I mean
no
just got to be in that flow
some days I do need the music but
most days for you it's a podcast
yeah I'm trying to learn I want to learn well
whoa
Well, I'm training my brain and my body.
I'm training my bars in my head.
My bars.
Bars. Suck a free Sundays.
And you know what else has bars?
What?
Not this segue.
Oh.
Blizzard.
That was bad.
BlizzCon. Listen, I'm the only one really trying to do BlizzCon. I'll get better maybe one day. Segue into BlizzCon 2019.
I haven't seen any of it and you guys watched it. So I'm pretty excited to be filled in. I haven't been on social media all day. I talked to some kids about Career Day today and told them how you are the man.
Arigato.
They're like, Mr. Fruit? I'm like, yeah, now you got it. There you go.
Fortnite. Yeah. Lost? Fortnite?
One kid did say he watched our new season of Fortnite video and said it was really funny.
Oh,
and then I told
him,
don't be expecting any more Fortnite. I had to break his heart.
Oh, feels bad. Yeah. But BlizzCon. Coincidentally watched the whole conference while I was working out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So some exciting stuff for us, some stuff that does like new expansion for WoW. Cool for those people. And they're like, and it's going to add this and this. And I'm like, I don't know what any of that means. Yes, Robert.
Yes. So when they start updating vanilla WoW,
mm-hmm.
when does it just become WoW again?
Well, I don't think they will. I don't know. They have a roadmap. Listen. You want to talk to me about classic WoW?
I don't get it.
Like I have any idea.
I don't think anyone in this podcast gets it.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's slow. Again, what do you want from me? I can't.
Okay,
they're
going to
release things.
WoW's coming.
And I think also what someone said is They'll also forever keep like a classic one that never has any of the expansions.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like a classic with expansions that come out if they do, and then you're regular. Wow.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, yeah. People will make their own servers because they already did like vanilla. For those people that just want, again, just the vanilla experience. But anyway, they announced that. Cool, I guess. Hearthstone announced
Dark.
New expansion. Dragons.
Yeah, I bet Kibler was stoked.
But they announced a new mode.
Mode? Like a new ranked kind of?
No, like a whole new way to play Hearthstone. It's called Hearthstone Battlegrounds. And it is their take on an auto battler. Like teamfight tactics and auto chess.
No way.
I'll have to play it myself. I was watching a stream of someone playing it after the conference. Really confusing and seems like a lot of RNG, but then again, that's Hearthstone.
Yeah, that's what you sign up for.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see, but like, yeah, you in between rounds, you always go to the tavern guy and you have some gold and you can sell or upgrade a shop, swap in cards. Yeah. And then you order them and then try and get a strategy going. Yeah, I don't know.
That's cool. But they're cards. They're not like little miniature humans.
Yeah, it looks exactly like a Hearthstone board.
Okay.
So you play with those cards.
Hmm.
So I'll see how it is. I mean, I'm interested. I like auto battlers.
Seems interesting. I'll have to look at it for sure.
I like teamfight tactics. So I'll be checking that out.
I haven't played Hearthstone in a minute, though. I deleted it off my phone. I uninstalled it on my computer. But I heard I heard the CEO came out and was like, hey, like, our bad.
He did start the conference out.
Oh, that's how he started it. Oh, yeah. I thought that just came like later.
No.
Oh, but did people seem like it was sincere or like, I just know he went out there and was like, yo.
I mean, he seemed sincere, but at the same time, I'm sure he didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad whoever decided to make that a thing. Otherwise, it would just been the elephant in the room the entire conference. Yeah. Because I mean, they already have protesters outside.
Did they?
Yeah, big old thing, people with shirts and all that kind of stuff. So like, they couldn't not.
Yeah.
And I mean, the CEO did seem kind of sincere. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's not the one even, you know, calling the shots or something. Yeah. Maybe he is. Who really knows? But at least they addressed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, at some point, too, they started reverting a whole bunch of the stuff and, like, didn't take any of the winnings. But and then people were like, lol. They're at a point right now where it's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
They're like, there's nothing.
Whatever you do, you just have to put it behind you at this point.
Yeah.
Like, just stop doing anything about it.
Yeah. So that's how it started. Then they went into Cinematic, which announced Diablo 4. Then they showed some gameplay. I'm excited. The Cinematic was really cool.
Really?
And I'm excited for Diablo 4.
Now, what kind of game is Diablo? I've never played a Diablo, and it looks very intimidating.
Here's the thing.
I don't get it.
Diablo is that genre. That's what started the genre. So when you see like Pillars of Exile or Path of Exile, Path of Exile. They go like it's a Diablo-like game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you know how there's like roguelike. Well, that came from a game called Rogue.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a saying, like it's Rogue.
But Diablo is kind of the one that coined this. It's an isometric RPG looter.
What's isometric mean?
Asymmetric, so it's like top down.
Yeah. So it's like a 45-degree angle looking down.
At my little dude just like beep, 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 beep.
Think of like, yeah, I don't know, like Final Fantasy. No, you wouldn't know that one. Okay.
Halo Wars.
The RTS, very similar like that. Okay. Yeah. So that's going to be coming out. I'm excited to check it out.
Have you ever played a Diablo?
No.
No.
I wanted to play Diablo 3 with my friends. Yeah.
You've played Blue?
I've put a relatively decent amount of time into it. It's just the ARPG genre just doesn't really grab me.
But so what did you say? You were like wanted to play it with friends?
So I had friends and I was like, hey, I want to run a new character. Because it's Diablo 3, and this was like a couple years ago, but they're like, I've already run through like every character, they're all max levels. I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm like, I don't really want to play solo.
Yeah.
So I just never played it. And then Path of Exile.
It's not really a fun genre solo.
Yeah. And Path of Exile, I tried to pick up with Kevin. We went a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus, dude, I opened that skill tree and we're going through. And I was like, I just don't have the time or the wherewithal to like sit down and
what kind of build
make
do
this
I
work.
Want?
Yeah. So I'm hoping Diablo 4 is everything I've heard good things about Diablo. Like, that's the thing, too, is I want to check it out just because I've always heard good things about Diablo. And then hopefully it finds a nice balance where it's still fun, intriguing, and deep, but not like Path of Exile deep.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I think that's,
it's known for its skill tree.
I think a lot of people have that complaint of Path of Exile, and I think it's a lot of the reason why people still prefer Diablo. I think Diablo, and because, I mean, it's mostly because Blizzard has a very big budget to do this. Diablo is a game developed with the entire game in mind. So, like, the main story, the main path to get to endgame, as well as endgame. Whereas Path of Exile is, like, the game is literally all about, like, the entire game is built around the endgame.
Yeah.
So, for me, I tried getting into Path of Exile 2, but I kept on reading about the game, and everyone was like, yeah, I mean, the game's pretty slow up to, like, level 50. And I was like, level 50? What the fuck?
Yeah, Jesus.
It's pretty slow. So I was like, I'm not going to invest that much time into a game that I'm not even sure a genre I'm, like, that big in.
Yeah, and little known fact. Well, actually, maybe not that little known. Some people probably know. But the Diablo team is actually ones that came in to consult Bungie during Destiny 1 when they changed their loot system.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, yo, you guys do it really well. We need some help. They came in, gave a whole presentation, helped them out. And that's when they changed, like, legendaries no longer drop blues. Blues no longer drop greens. Like, they changed that whole thing, how much loot you get. But they're, like, showing how, like, certain point where, like, you can reward players a lot, but what's too much loot and what's not enough loot and what's rewarding and what's not rewarding.
Like, median.
Yeah. So that's when they made big change. But for me, like, seeing the gameplay too doesn't, like, because I haven't played it at all, I'm just going to try it out when it first comes out.
Well, if you guys are going to play it, I'll play it. I mean, that's just how it goes.
That and, because then there should be the ARPG. I think they set a release date.
When they
assume sometime next year.
When they announced it, were they like, you guys have PCs, right? Like,
well, I assume it has to come out within the next year because they
said
it was
wasn't
made
coming out that soon.
Yeah, but they said it was made for PC, PS4, and Xbox One, and all the rumors point to new consoles next fall.
Oh. Yeah.
So it would make me think
it drops fall-ish.
Yeah, before that. Maybe not. I don't know. It'd be weird Yeah, it'd be weird for it to come out not ready for the new consoles.
A little tangent.
But also, Blizzard time is notorious, so.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to buy new consoles?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I don't know either, Blue. I really don't know anymore.
Like, this is the first time in probably my entire gaming life where I feel like I have two things that perfectly cover everything I want.
Yeah.
My PC covers everything, and then my Switch covers everything I could want on a console.
Well, the only,
I haven't touched my PS4 in, like, a really long time.
I just do it for exclusives or...
Yeah.
Well, in the event there's any content. Exclusives are kind of like...
No, I'm saying like
exclusives,
Sony exclusives.
Yeah.
Or,
but I feel like exclusives are trying to go away from being actually exclusive now. I feel like at some point.
I don't think Sony is, though.
I think Sony. I mean, I think that's Sony's
entire... Death
Stranding's going
to be on PC, isn't it?
But that's Kojima, I think, more so.
So you think Kojima was like...
Kojima can get away with whatever he wants with Sony.
I've never played a Kojima game, so...
Because, like, God of War, I doubt that. Like, they have those ones... That's the thing Xbox has been lacking forever, is a first-party title that would make people want to buy an Xbox.
And that's why Xbox has been focusing on like play anywhere type approach now.
Whereas Sony, they can still be like, yo, Marvel Spider-Man, God of War, Uncharted, what's
Last
coming out
Us?
Right? Yeah, Last of Us. Like, those are still enough. People will be like, yeah, I gotta go play those.
Maybe I'll get
Horizon.
PS5 is probably the only one I'll maybe get. That's
Horizon
maybe.
2. I'm excited for that.
They definitely said they were working on. I think Guerrilla Games is working on Killzone and another Horizon. So
I've never played a Killzone.
Killzone's like, dope.
I played the launch Killzone with PS4. That was the only one I played.
Did you like
Killzone Shadowfall? Yeah. That game is still so pretty.
Yeah, it was super pretty. And I never played the story, but multiplayer. Because I was like, this is like the fourth Killzone or something. It's like, I don't know the story.
Yeah.
I'm just going to shoot some dudes. And the PvP was fun. Kind of reminded me of like Crysis multiplayer a little bit.
That's pretty proper, yeah.
Did they say Overwatch 2 is going to be on PS4, Xbox, or like...
So obviously Overwatch 2 was announced, which has been leaked.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Overwatch 2 was announced, which just seems like DLC or like an expansion, really.
I'm not really sold on it either.
And
why would you be, dude?
Well, in the way, so apparently, too, you're only going to be really buying PvE, because what he said was everyone who owns Overwatch 1, the PvP worlds are like they're not going to.
This like, is put that this into is Papa Jeff saying this.
Yeah, okay. Like they're merging. So if you have Overwatch 1, you're going to get all the Overwatch 2 maps, all the objectives, all the heroes. You get all that. You play with everyone. So the PvP, if you have Overwatch 1, you're good. That's it.
But there's two separate games.
Yeah, but they're not really. The PvE, from what I really
understand, is this is pretty much turning Overwatch from a $40 multiplayer game into like a full-fledged $60 campaign and everything game.
And why not just charge us $20 for this expansion instead of...
It's because it's Overwatch.
Is it $60?
Well, I know.
Is it $60?
I think it is $60. Don't know. Hold on, let me check.
There's no way... If it's $60, dude, for...
I assume you'd get a discount.
That's the only thing that I saw today was like a brief trailer. I didn't watch the cinematic or anything because it was like 9 minutes. But they know how to make yeah. cinematics.
I was watching the PvP as well of the showcase of Overwatch 2. And I mean, it's obviously not just like, oh, it's Overwatch with a campaign. Because it seems like a lot of... Like the character, the overall graphical fidelity looks a lot cooler. It seems like there's a lot more detail in the character models.
That is one thing they wanted to talk about was their change in the engine or something, I guess.
Yeah. And I mean, you could tell because the game looks a lot cleaner and it certainly seems a little more responsive. But from what I was gauging from what people who were watching it and people like on Twitter and just general like pros, it kind of seems like people were still a little upset because what they were playing was basically current patch of what Overwatch is right now.
So it wasn't like any different at all. Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I was hoping
other than
for
the graphics.
Well, I was hoping for some, like sandbox changes, like kind of a rehaul, because again, Overwatch is in just.
It's still in development, right? But that would be really disappointing if.
But I mean, if this is what they have to showcase us after been working on it for however long,
dude, and you're probably getting what, one hero when it comes out. I want 15. Like,
you said multiple.
Yeah.
There's only one confirmed, which is some.
There better be like 3 tank, 3 healer, at least. That's what it has to be. 3 tank, 3 healer, 3 DPS, 3.
I mean, it's just damage.
Yeah, though. Damage, I guess. Then 4.
I probably wouldn't get your hopes up. That's 12. But see, that's the thing. Like,
but that would make the game worth $60 to me, or so. Like, it'd be feel like a whole new game now. And then at that point, you could maybe introduce bans with that, like that big of a hero pool and stuff like that. It would totally feel like a totally different game.
Well, here's the thing. I understand. Still, even after all this silence, they come out. Overwatch 2, cool. PvE, cool. The PvP side, we get a new game mode, which is Push.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like 3 new maps, which.
What? I thought it looked like 4.
3 or 4, something
I think
like that.
It's 4.
Which I guess, but like, if you're trying to, you could have made way more.
Way.
Maps don't take nearly the same.
10. I need 10.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot, but still, yeah. Like only 3 or 4, and then multiple heroes. He didn't specify, but I'm going to say 5 or less.
Five max. At best five case max. Scenario yeah. is
that's
5.
That's like my best case. That's how little faith I have.
What would it need to pull you in? Like, what make you go, whoa, that many? Like, okay. Like,
I mean, I'll still try. But yeah, if they had like anywhere from 10 to 20, that's where I'd be like, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Because that would already be double what they've released since.
That's what I'm
released.
Saying. Like, you can't tell me there's not. You can't do more than 5 heroes. Like, you cannot tell me that's what you guys have been working on. Just 5.
They also talked about how they wanted current Overwatch players to be able to play with Overwatch 2 players.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing.
Kind of like a really confusing, like, why?
But, well, I think it's because they have 50 million people. And so I assume the thing is, like, hey, play the game. I don't know if they'll get the graphical changes. This is the weird thing, because I was reading it on Reddit, like, so the whole thing about Overwatch 2 is this new server. But if Overwatch 1 doesn't get the server update or the engine update, you might be playing and then you go like, you know what? Upgrading to 2.0 is
worth
it.
Hey, whatever happened to just, hey, ask mom and dad to buy Overwatch 2 now, kids, because now that's Overwatch 1. We're in Overwatch 2 now. Like, what?
It's
not enough for me, dude.
I appreciate the whole new campaign and the whole new co-op mode stuff. Like, that's cool because a lot of people are into Overwatch for the cinematics and they like the whole universe. I'm one of those people, right? The universe is so sick to me.
It is.
But the PvP in the game, which is the whole draw of the game, if it Overwatch 2 doesn't like it do like a significant change to how the PvP works or like the fundamentals of the characters or anything like that, then it's just kind of like
they have to retool.
I don't even know if I'm going to be buying it.
Yeah,
they like, have I doubt to. I'm going to buy it.
Retool something like what, like jump height or like it's what just, do you mean?
The whole sandbox. There has to be some like that's the. I think we talked about this problem where like Overwatch is just broken, and whenever you try and fix something. Something else becomes right. broken.
Yeah, and then they rework characters constantly. Yeah. So and the Genji or the Hanzo or all these characters you fell in love with at the start of Overwatch don't exist anymore.
There's just so much nuance, and it turns into everyone wait until you have your queue, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So like there are so many layers to that. It's not just like peel back one layer. Oh, there's the problem. Like you would have to go all the way back. And so like that's what I'm saying, like that's not my job. Yeah. I don't know how to fix it, but there's something there that just isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have to change. And then the PvE stuff, I watched like XQC, he got to stream it.
Oh,
he played the first mission and then he finished it and they had to play it again with like the same character. I was already bored watching it the second time.
Really?
Like I it wasn't even that interesting watching it the first time.
No, well I mean what campaign is
well though? So they'll have the story missions whatever. And then they have this co-op that they talked about. But
highly replayable.
I'm sketchy.
I saw high.
Yeah, because of how many times he had to reiterate. Highly replayable. In other words, we know you're going to get like really tired of wave-based enemies, but it's highly replayable. Like,
you could do, like, no. What is highly replayable to them? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's not going to offer all this
stuff. That was immediate sus to me.
Yeah. Like, when I saw that, too, it said highly replayable. And it was like somebody, like, dropped a grab. And I was like, I'm having flashbacks. Like, that looks awful.
Yeah. Trust us. This is dope. Trust us.
Yes. Believe.
Just that, trust us.
Like, I'll obviously check it out.
Well, yeah.
And I have more faith in PvP. But it didn't wow me.
No.
Like, what I thought the big announcement would be, because I knew they had to have something this year. So they did. But... The PvE stuff, cool.
That should have already been but in again, the game.
Just yeah, doesn't sell me as a $60 game.
Yeah, and it just looks shallow. Like,
it can't be
I'll
$60.
I'll just Google Overwatch cinematics from story mode.
Because if it's $60, if you break it down, you're paying, let's say, let's meet in the middle for Christian's thing. Three new heroes. We'll get four new maps. Highly replayable co-op missions. Highly replayable.
Highly
replayable. And then... best case scenario, 10 story missions. And that's maybe even pushing it.
Well, and the thing too, so that's $60, but hey, if you have Overwatch 1, you already have all that PvP stuff.
Yeah, so that...
there has to be a discount if
like
you have Overwatch
what,
1.
Like,
I'd have a really hard time believing if it wasn't.
I just don't know how they're going to charge for that. That should only cost me $20. Well, I'll buy it if it's $20.
That's what I'm saying. This should have been an expansion. Like, here's the PvE, $20 or something.
Yeah.
But apparently the big problem was they had to do this engine rehaul for the PvE. But that's where, like, I guess the whole thing came from. I don't know.
So they don't actually have an official price yet. It's just...
yeah.
A lot of people seem to perpetuate the rumor that's going to be $60. So we don't know how much it's going to cost. We don't know if there's going to be discounts for current players. We don't know if it's a completely separate game we purchase. We don't know if it's
nope,
like a
release date
thing.
Either.
Oh, really? They didn't
so
say
it's very
about that.
It's very confusing setup.
Yeah,
and I think most people are kind of confused on what exactly Overwatch 2 is right now.
Yeah, because
sounds like an expansion.
During the conference, Jeff was like doing like, if you have Overwatch 1, all this stuff into Overwatch 2. I'm sitting here like, what? Like, I had to look at it like written down. I was like,
highly replayable.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. But like
highly
the whole
replayable.
Like, if you own Overwatch 1, you get to play all this stuff. And he was like, walking
so if
it through.
I
like,
so if I own Overwatch 2, okay,
yeah,
is my PvP in there too, or do I got to go back to Overwatch 1 to play PvP?
No, it'll be in PvP. All your cosmetics also go forward, yeah. All that kind of stuff.
So like you said earlier, like, is there going to be an advantage for people in the lesser graphic one because they have to load less graphics now than we do over here? You know, that's
is the whole new engine, quote unquote, whole new engine, does that give any like advantage to Overwatch 2 players playing?
Dude, there's
Overwatch
that, 1 they just answered them. If it's a new engine, but the old engine can still play with that engine, it's not new. There's no chance. That's the exact same kind of engine.
Well, I mean, it is their own engine. I mean, it would be like if Epic Games found a way to do Unreal. I mean,
well,
I'm sure
it sounds like that. It's like if Bungie found a way to make Destiny 1 players able to play with Destiny 2 players.
I think you're making something really complicated way too simplistic.
I just don't
think
get
you're
it.
Oversimplifying. I just don't. You don't. So I think that's why we don't know it either.
Stupid question, Jeff. The stupid question of the day is how the fuck is Overwatch 2 gonna work?
Seriously. Well, that and then I was like, okay, well maybe there's a release date. No idea. No idea when
this
is coming.
Not even said a year.
No, we have no idea. It'd be
yeah, they haven't really talked about it. I would imagine it has to be pretty soon.
Now, what about people on console and the Switch who have Overwatch now? Are they going to get Overwatch 2 when it comes out now, or like
probably? But I mean, if they have Overwatch again, everyone has Overwatch 1 will get to play this new PvP. They get all the heroes, they get all the maps, they get everything.
Then why buy? I'm not going to buy it then.
I don't know.
Because I'm not playing the highly, maybe because it's highly replayable. Hey, maybe rephrase that.
It's highly replayable.
So maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but sounds like I'm not getting Overwatch 2.
You know what else is highly replayable? This ad.
Oh, and welcome back, gamers and non-gamers. Podcast has been a little bit everywhere, as it always is.
It's the best.
As it always is.
But speaking of games, we got through BlizzCon. Some exciting stuff. Not exciting stuff.
Did they say anything about Modern Warfare there? Like, because it's on Blizzard.net, right?
No.
They didn't say anything.
They never do. It's just associated with...
Yeah.
Because there's a whole Activision section. It's just hey, look at these partner games.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like...
No. Destiny 2 was just a thing at the beginning to be like, hey, it'll be there. I think that's really about it. That's the only time we're ever going to hear really anything about that. Overall, we'll see. Blizzard's... overall public appearance as well, or like public view. See how that all goes, how that all plays out. And who knows, maybe we'll learn more.
Where does their conference fall on your tier list? I love tier lists.
In comparison to like other conferences?
Yes. Like an E3. Like if this was like everybody going at the same time, this would probably be like a...
Yeah, like a B-.
B-.
It's like a C for me. Yeah, C. I don't really...
C+.
D4. And then...
C-.
I guess... The hope that Hearthstone. Overwatch 2 fixes something.
And hopefully Hearthstone is cool. Dragons, that's cool.
The game I was most interested in was Overwatch, and even then, that kind of was like, what is this?
I was praying for a new IP. I know it wasn't going to happen, but...
You were like, new IP? On. Question mark? I was like,
come
no.
On. Yeah, no.
You guys think new IP? I was like, no, dude. No chance.
Feels bad. But, speaking Modern of Warfare. IPs, this Modern one isn't a new one. Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
It's been out.
This is gonna be an interesting conversation.
You know what's funny, dude? I forgot about this with Call of Duty. I was talking to my buddy Connor about this. Call of Duty's the only game I can boot up, and the second I die, I am just pissed. I am just immediately mad at whatever it was. I think I said like 90% of the time I die is to bullshit.
Well, it's even worse than this game.
It's stupid.
It's even worse in this game because this game has so many. You're so slow. The maps have just so many angles. Like, this game promotes dying to bullshit. You turn a corner, some dude's hardscoped with like an LMG. You turn the next corner, you get shot by four M4s.
One.
Right? So you have to like play very. You have to like peek angles. Play very passively. But I still love the game because goddamn, does it feel good to shoot a gun.
But I'll get to that in a second. But like, it reminds me, I was playing with Shark the other day, and we were playing on that Azir cave map or whatever that was in the beta, and we're in the cave, and my character yells out, "Enemy at the cave entrance!" Which, first off,
God.
I hate that alone, but
hate that.
Never mind the fact that there are like 7 cave entrances. But like, that's the whole thing about angles. Like, enemy in the broken house. But that's what? Every house. Enemy in the window. I'm looking at 80.
Enemy at bus. And there's like a line of 6 buses.
Yeah. Like, there's just so many places people can be. So many, like, it feels like Modern Warfare 2 had maps kind of like this. Where they weren't the traditional 3 lanes.
No.
And you had rooms and stuff. But like, Modern Warfare 2 sandbox, just the way it worked and promoted different play styles. This one is just camp.
Well, I think what helped with that first Modern Warfare game was that when you shot a gun that didn't have a suppressor, you would be shown on the map.
So anybody who is looking at said map could go, oh, there's a guy just chilling right there. I'm going to go kill him. And in this game, that's gone.
Yeah.
And then so it's UAV, 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 UAV. So if you don't have the ghost whatever thing, which you don't unlock until what level?
24,
I think. Which is almost half of what leveling is. So it's awful for 1 to 24. And yeah, now that it's a week and a half, 2 weeks in, it sucks.
Well, now you get a UAV and you see one guy on the minimap. Because you have to run. Everyone runs ghost now.
You have to.
I run ghost. Yeah. You're just going to.
You don't
to
have
now.
A choice.
So you're like, yes, UAV, one dot.
Yeah.
All right.
It's stupid. I hate it so much.
And I feel like that was what they were trying. They were trying to change some things with
this game.
And that
was their cork.
And yeah, like, you know what? We're going to remove this and it's going to promote different. I want $100. Someone says we remove the mini map and people are going to be more aggressive. That's going to fix these maps.
That would make it even
that'd be hilarious.
God, dude. Yeah,
like,
go play hardcore and go see what it's like. But when I play hardcore, I know what I'm signing up for.
Yeah. So. I browse the Modern Warfare subreddit every day just to see what people are complaining about because it's funny. But someone had a good point. Like, if you play realism mode, that feels like the way they wanted Modern Warfare. Yeah, like for it to feel.
Yeah.
And so it makes a little more sense. And it's kind of like hardcore. Like, you know what you're getting used to. But the problem, like I had, I've mentioned it, is you go into Call of Duty expecting to run and gun. That's Call of Duty. Yeah. Just being an ape. Running around,
yeah.
You have random people who like camp and all this
kind
of stuff.
Everybody
but
everybody else is doing it too. So
yeah,
it's just...
but like that's kind of the thing. Call of Duty, run and gun. Mm-hmm. You just kind of assume that. And this is the first one where it's like you can, and I'm like finding ways to kind of, but I still have to play slower. I still have to think about certain angles because if I turn this corner, God knows. Not only that, it's literally the try and find the red nameplate game. Because everyone blends in.
Yeah.
I'll look in a kill cam and see some guy who shot me. It's like, bro.
I thought you were my teammate.
Well, no. I'd be like, how did you even see me?
Oh,
I was
really?
Like, you have to be cheating. Yeah. Like, turns a thing. It's like, I can't even see you. I can't even see me in your kill. It's like, but the game just becomes look for red things, too, because mm-hmm. they blend in so much.
And also, the maps are just bogus, dude. They are buns, basura, garbage, trash. Plastic straws.
People have the argument that these are the same people who made the Modern Warfare 2 and 3 and all those maps. And that's great, but they certainly didn't make maps of that quality in this title.
No.
I hate the maps in this Modern Warfare.
The map with the bridge.
Oh my God.
The map, I don't know who.
I want to ask who thought that was a good idea.
Why?
And then, like, you spawn.
Grab B, you win the game.
Yeah, you grab B, then you post three snipers there, and then you spawn
three.
Go.
Try it.
Nothing is worse than Piccadilly, though.
Which one is that one?
Piccadilly. The one in London with all the buses and shit.
Oh, is that the weird? That's the only one I kind of like?
Well, see, you haven't played Domination. Because
dude,
there's a problem.
I hate Piccadilly.
Piccadilly has spawn problems. If you're A spawn, you spawn here, and there's only one way out of A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if they control C and B, it doesn't matter what they do. You spawn A.
Every time.
So people and just sit here and you can't go anywhere.
I've only played that map one time. And the funny thing is I was thinking that because we had C and B. That's probably why I maybe liked it because I was stomping.
You get the spawn camp people, you get lucky.
I've only played it like twice too.
It's not even just a Piccadilly problem. So many of the maps have like straight up, you spawn on one side, well, we're fucked. Like,
yeah. Questionable stuff, and people are like, they'll fix it. What I don't get, how this is Call of Duty 16 or whatever, we've had Call of Duty for how long and you still haven't figured out spawn? Like, that blows my mind.
Like, there's just nothing they can figure out, man.
Something, because like ironically
I spawned like right next to a dude one time, like, yeah. it was weird.
Ironically, my favorite maps are the ones in the beta, which when playing
you
the beta
it.
I was like, these suck, but I was like, they'll probably but then I compare it to all the new maps, and I go, oh wow, those are actually great.
Yeah, the cave
comparison.
One is actually probably one of the smaller maps in
yeah,
the whole game.
The cave map,
that shipment kind of container one,
Hackney Yard, and Grozny Raid. Grozny Raid's the one
that has a lot of height to it, though.
That's the one with like there's railroads at sea.
Oh,
sea,
that one's okay,
but that's small.
Mm-hmm. That one is medium, yeah. I would say, in relative to other maps, it's small.
That Hackney Yard and the cave or whatever,
yeah,
are the best. Tech simply because
is like that one with that building in the middle, right?
Which yeah, one? It has B in the middle.
Oh, and you can kind of like cap it when you're off to the side, and then there's a bunch of buildings that are blown up and stuff.
Well,
okay, I would say of all the maps, Hackney Yard is probably the one that is that pisses me off the least. And in the beta, I fucking hated that map.
Yeah, I did.
So it's not like it's not like this is like a pinnacle of quality right now. It's just this is the least bad of all of them.
How's Ground War, Blue? I haven't played any Ground War, and I don't know.
Ground War makes the game bearable for me, and it's only because I'm going in Ground War knowing the game's going to be stupid.
Just
because like there's so much stupid shit.
Yeah, I wish I could do that.
There's terrible spawns and like the flags. Everything is stupid. Everyone's on equal playing field of this is obviously stupid. Dope. But when I go into like 6v6, I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. I might as well still be playing Ground War just on like a tiny map, which makes it infuriating.
And that reminds me, there is also, it's not always 6v6, dude. Sometimes it's like 4v4
or
3v3. And then it's like this giant, and then I'm like, where is everybody? And then I'm just running around the map looking for everybody while everyone else is running around the map looking for everybody too. And then
So I don't think you've played though. They did throw out an update, which helped. So then the 6v6 playlist, they took out some of those bigger maps, you don't even get those. So that helps. So if I play 6v6 now, I'm only going to get those three I mentioned. I think you can get Piccadilly and then St. Petrograd.
So you only get those. Five maps.
But yeah, see, isn't that stupid? Yeah. Like your core 6v6 mode, I have what, five, six maps? Like what?
How many maps did Modern Warfare 2 have when it came out? I'm going to look it up.
Don't ask me.
While you...
But so at least that helped a little bit, but still.
Yeah.
Doesn't help the problem, the maps. Like the problem too with the bigger maps are just when they're big, it's so wide open too, so much of the time. So it's like SMGs in this game, garbage except for like the MP5. But you just get outranged by everything. All the shotguns, I think, except for the 725, which is just completely broken. You have a problem with that.
Oh, that's that double barrel one, right?
I want you guys to guess how many maps were in Modern Warfare 2. Not this Modern Warfare, but the Modern Warfare 2 from what, 12 years ago?
15.
Blue?
12.
There were 16 maps you could play.
Oh my god.
Insane. And there are just some bangers on here too.
But then you have to preface. Technically, they do have two Ground War maps.
Which one were those? Wasteland?
No. I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
So they have two Ground War maps.
Okay.
Which so I would have thought
there'd seven. Be
more. Eight. Then there's like five 2v2 maps. And then.
But the 2v2 maps are like this big.
Okay? Yeah, but like, I mean, they're
not maps. Okay.
I mean, they're shipment.
They're arenas. I would like arena. Yeah. But like a.
And then you have.
It's not a map.
And then I think there's like three other maps that were those Jehuba ones. You have. The one that's the smallest of the big ones is that one where you're like on a hill, green hill, and there's houses and bees in the middle between these two tanks and this giant thing. But like,
if it's Ground War, I've never.
It's not Ground War.
Oh,
I'm trying to think of what it's called. But it looks like a mountain, kinda. It's grassy. You have that one, which is probably the smallest of them. Then you have whatever that palace map is.
Palace.
What even? That's the one that like. There's an ATV on it to get to the other side. I was like, why am I playing a 6v6 match where I need an ATV to get to the other side? On headquarters on that map, you spawn on the other side. It's like HQ 300 meters away. If your team spawns there,
I know what you're talking about.
By the time you get to the HQ, it is online and the enemy is captured. You didn't even get a chance.
Yeah, you can't even like get there.
Yeah. That palace map is just dummy stupid.
I'm reading every map on this Modern Warfare 2 game, and it's just banger, 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 banger.
And then there's some other map. So what? That puts him at like 12. 13,
yeah, but there's so okay. So let me break it down. There's like seven maps that are terrible, three that are bearable, and the rest they are in Ground War 2v2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And then I read this: Afghan, dude, Derail, Estate, Favela, High Rise, dude, Invasion, Karachi, like Quarry, man. These are bangers.
Yeah.
These are real good maps. Rust.
Terminal, like,
well, apparently Terminal and Rust were leaked to be,
I don't
like
even know if that like, but does that even gonna help? Would those maps even feel good in this kind of like environment? And if they don't fix the minimap, which they said they're gonna, so
yeah, so we should say, or at least someone like leaked that they're working on like a big update now. Mm-hmm. One of it being bringing back just the regular radar, you shoot, you show up,
suppressor, you don't, hopefully. I hope
yeah,
that's the
well,
case.
You would have to hope,
yeah,
Which would feel good because I'm still running the suppressor. Like, it just feels wrong to play Call of Duty without a suppressor for me.
Why would you? But it just does nothing but hinder your gun.
No, it. I like
the
sound
suppressors that legit like increase range.
Yeah. Plus, it usually only affects muzzle or bullet velocity, which on some guns isn't huge. But anyway, so they're changing that. The problem is, well, footstep noise is why it can be so easy to camp because you have elephant feet. And so they said they're looking into it, but only in one life game modes is the problem. Like, that needs to do across the board.
Why just is to, that one?
Don't ask me. You need to do that across the board, in my opinion. And then you need a map vote system.
Yeah, why don't they have
so that? Because if I, like, load up Palace, I leave. So is my whole lobby. Like, there are literally maps where I'm not playing this. That bridge map, I'm not playing this.
I'm not
like,
playing that.
That bridge map is the worst.
I'm not playing that.
You load me in, and you're like, you're forfeiting. I don't care. I'm not playing this because it's going to be 20 minutes to get like 8 kills.
And go 8-23.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Call of Duty, domination. On average games, 40. People end with like 18 kills.
Yeah, you need to drop 40.
Yeah, like
back in the day.
We just played a 10-minute match, and the most kills was like 18. What? Like, that's
sad.
The skill-based matchmaking, it needs to be toned down a mm-hmm. decent bit. I'm getting used to it, and like whatever, too. I'm not going to complain about like I'm having to fight sweaty people, whatever. This isn't even about pub stomping.
It's not.
It's just like,
I just want to play a game I like.
Yeah, you just can't play. I know it's different, but it literally feels like a scuffed battlefield.
Well,
right now.
I saw everyone was, or somebody, it was like to the guy who said we're making these changes, and somebody was like, Call of Duty announces it's making changes. Everyone's excited, and then they play the changes, and they're upset. And then they go back to old Call of Duty. Like, I don't get what you guys want. Dude, shut up. Like, we just want a game that, like, works. It's not the fact that, like, it's going back to the old Call of Duty. It just worked, man, all right? And this doesn't work.
I feel like they're just trying to change too much of a formula that they're known for.
It's
an
easy formula.
Yeah, they've perfected almost, like, the Call of Duty formula. I think they're just trying to change too many things at one time too. I think that's the problem.
I think they really wanted to go for like a kind of like
realism.
A tactical yeah. type of kind of like Rainbow Six light between like had a baby with
Battlefield
Call of Duty game, right?
Yeah.
And that sounds cool in theory, but like most people don't play or buy Call of, like, we know what we are getting into. Like, you can mess with the formula all you want, but like, don't mess with the I just want to go in and go dummy ape mode.
Yeah,
right,
like that's all
that's
it
part
is.
Of what makes COD fun is just going in yeah. and aping and being ridiculous and testosterone. And I like what they're going for with Modern Warfare. It's just the issue is that nobody wants a game where, at least right now, where it's just like, oh, camp, but like, don't camp too hard, or like, oh, you want to run and gun, go for it, but also everyone's camping.
My biggest issue is just that for me, I can't be as entertaining recording or something because it's like, if I run and gun and I'm not like carefully listening to sound and stuff, I'm punished. But then if I'm playing more slow, well, that's not entertaining
to
watch.
No, that's just so boring.
It's boring.
Yeah.
It's not even fun to play like that.
Yeah. So like, I'm stuck in this middle ground. But the thing is, this Call of Duty got a lot of stuff right. Like, the way the weapons
feel,
great.
The guns
feel
amazing.
The
gunsmith, sound design, out of this world.
Yeah, sound design, the gunsmith with all those attachments and stuff, awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, getting rid of the pick 10.
The skins.
The stocks.
Yeah.
And the barrels, so sick.
Yeah. So, like, that stuff, like, the core of it is there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, God, you know, you don't realize how important a good, like, a map can be.
Yeah.
Until you're like, whatever, just kind of ruins a lot of the fun.
The maps are such a big part of it, which ruin the fun too. It's just because the maps have so many open angles, like just legit so many open angles for you to just.
Well, I walk
like someone
in,
to like just get oversight over.
It's just like over. There's this one map where there's literally like a square, and then there's like a couple like crates you can walk on, and then there's literally a window up there there's like a hallway over there, there's like a window up there, and then there's like a window up there. So like you literally run in there, it's
like just check all your corners, dude.
It's so dumb. I hate it. Like, I hate the maps, dude, more than anything. And then what's cool is everyone's like, oh my god, Rob's getting salty, like this is awesome. It's like, just yeah, have me play Call of Duty and I'll be pissed all day.
The ironic thing though is, let's say some random AA studio or like a different AAA came out with this game, I think the reception would be way different.
Mm-hmm.
And people would be more open to learning the game.
Yeah.
But because it's Call of Duty
and it has Modern Warfare's name,
it's like
attached
a big culture
it.
Shock.
Yeah, like there's a certain thing you're signing up for. Like, you know to a certain degree what Call of Duty is just gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people who love it, which is fine. And like, I'm learning that I was apparently in the minority for liking Black Ops 4. I really like Black Ops 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's always going to be people who like it. There's always going to be people who don't like it. Even when they change stuff, no one's going to be happy. I have fun playing the game.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
Wow.
And I've gotten to a point, yeah, where like I found a way to enjoy it. And it's different. And I have to change my play style a little bit. And so like, I'm getting there and using some guns. And I'm just like, these suck.
Yeah.
But that's why
but
I like using
point,
them.
But at that point, I know I'm not playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And at so that point, I realize I'm playing a different game. I feel more like, and I think that's why Ground War is so familiar for me, is because I'm playing Battlefield, right? It's familiar. It's not that bad. I know how to play Battlefield.
I mean,
when I go to 6v6, it's just not, it doesn't scream Call of Duty to me.
Well, I think this Call of Duty has a problem, and then all the Call of Duties, dude. I think it's a real big problem that three studios all handle a separate kind of Call of Duty and try and be like quirky about it and introduce something new with it. It should just be two studios, like it was just one every what, 2 years, was it, we got a new Call of Duty?
No, it was still every year. But it was just too hard on the but see, the problem though is you can't go 2 years, because let's say we get this Modern Warfare, and that's like, we have to wait 2 years to next Call of Duty, and there's all these people that hate it. Like,
we
have to deal with this for 2 years.
We can update it. Like, you know, because I think it's this way because there's three other Call of Duties.
Updates,
I feel like if it was just two studios, they would just kind of, they wouldn't be so quirky about it. They would just be like Call of Duty,
though. And the thing is, updates don't bring as much money as a whole new game.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Sons of,
that's why they have three studios, because it works. They have three studios. You have a Call of Duty every year, and each studio has 2 years to develop a new Call of Duty.
Yeah. All right. Well, give me your score, Christian, right now in the current state, Modern Warfare on PC. Preface this, we are playing on PC.
7.5.
7.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
I go like 5.5. 5.5 out of 10. I hate it.
Damn.
I mean, I don't hate it. I'll play it, but like,
for me, it just scratches that itch.
I still have fun. I still have fun.
It still scratches the itch of just boot up a game, play a quick match or PvP. Like, do this and go for a kill streak, and I'm like getting better at it. That's like the itch it has right now. And then if those updates come out and it does resemble something a little bit more that we're most people want, then I think the score could change. Yeah. But
if the way I see it is, if I want to play a slow shooter like Call of Duty is making me feel, I'll just go play CS:GO, and I like really mean that, like, because that's way more fun to me, way more tactical, and just way just more simplified.
Your guy doesn't,
I'm a boomer,
doesn't see a guy,
they're at C plant,
and then they hear that and go, what?
Well, like, you literally, enemy here. You literally don't walk in CS:GO one time, it's, and he's on your, he's short, and it's like, cool.
Contact, what?
That's what,
and
I like,
he
that
turns around and
I like that they have like call outs and stuff, like, oh, he's short, and I'm like, oh,
well, I'm
short.
Talking about like the literal, like,
oh, like the
player shouting. Yeah,
that's,
and
stupid.
You keep it in,
like,
the game. Don't let
someone,
your enemy hear it. Yeah, like, what, that's,
wait, the enemy
or
hears,
you're,
that?
Or you're like,
yeah,
camping in a corner in like S&D or some shit, and then contact. But it's not no, contact. It's, oh, fucking contact, yeah, bro. It's like, and now the whole team hears you.
It's, yeah.
What's your score, Blue?
Dude, it's like the core gameplay itself, like the core, the how the guns feel and the, and just all the different shit you could do with the guns and customization and tactical shit is a 10, right? It's an easy 10.
Yeah.
But the maps and the pace of the game and the just how hard the game wants you to play slow is like a 4 out of 10. So that's, I'd say it's like 6.5 for me.
6.5.
Respect, yeah, that score.
When the game is good, it's like a 9. But when the game is bad, which is most of the time, it's 6.
If the maps were tight, man, I'd be grinding. But they're not.
I think revisit it. We'll revisit this if they do some updates or something.
Yeah. Crown Wars and 8, by the way.
Right now, I can't play my playstyle, and I am so stubborn that I refuse to like learn how to play the game, how they want me to play it, and I will just play that playstyle. And that's it.
Yeah.
I respect it. I found a way to... Because like now in this Call of Duty, it's not like, what's your KD, bro? It's what's your SPM.
What's SPM?
Score per minute. Because someone is like, I have a 4 KD. What's your score per minute? Like 75, which means they don't even get a kill a minute. They're just sitting in a corner, you know, like corner camping. Whereas I have like a 1.5 KD with like a 350 score per minute.
Oh. So like you're popping.
Yeah. So like it means I'm doing my best to run a gun. Yeah. I'm doing my best.
I'm doing my part.
Yeah. I'm finding some success. But like, yeah, I don't know. It's a love-hate relationship right now.
Well, I only have a love relationship with this podcast, and unfortunately, we're going to have to end it.
True.
Blue, where can we find you on the internet?
You guys can find me at Blue Oslo everywhere.
You guys can find me as Daniel Sun on Instagram, twitter.com/rapbp.
Mr. Fruit on some stuff. You might find me. With that said, thank you very much for listening to this podcast.
Or watching.
If you're in, listening, watching, if you're audio. Listen wherever you want to listen to it.
Hey, rate 5 stars. It takes 2 seconds. Hey, I'm going to shame you if you're not going to rate. It takes 2 seconds.
Two seconds.
2 seconds. We appreciate it. We love you guys. We'll be here next Sunday.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Love you. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.